in a way of how you can grow great garlic in your garden. And there's really, it's how you say garlic is stupid easy to grow.
Right. That's exactly what I say, is that it's very easy, stupid easy to grow. So the biggest thing is you want to decide what type of garlic you want to grow. And we're not talking about what variety necessarily, but it's, there's two different types. There's the hard neck and the soft neck.
Two categories,
Two main categories. So the hard neck is the one that has a stronger flavor. You can get the scapes from it. So it's almost like you have two harvests or two, produce. It produces something.
You get a bonus harvest, yeah.
And that's the one that the stem goes through the middle. And then the soft neck is the one that does store a little bit longer. It has a more mild flavor, and it doesn't have that scape.
Now, which is best for you? Well, it depends on where you're at. I mean, hard neck and soft neck can grow in most parts of the country. Now, garlic growing in the southern portions is a little more challenging than in the northern areas. Predominantly, hard neck garlic is recommended for the colder climates. Soft neck garlic is more geared towards the warmer winters. Both can be grown in the north, and that's where we are at. There's garlic growers that do very successful growing soft neck garlic in the colder climates of the United States. So it really is up to you what you would want to pick from. Couple of things you want to keep in mind is whenever you decide which one of those you want to get, some people will be like, hey, I want to get as many cloves, or I want big cloves, or I want a lot of cloves. It really depends on the variety. Mm-hmm. Some have 4, some had 15, based on the type of garlic variety in which it's just like tomatoes. Some are big tomatoes, some are little tomatoes, so on and so forth.
Right. So, yeah. So you definitely want to keep that in mind. Also, you want to think about where you're going to grow this garlic. But before you decide where you're going to grow it, you may have to obtain the garlic. And you can get the garlic from lots of different places, but you don't want to get it from your big box regular grocery store. So you can get it from the farmer's market. You can get it from a garlic supplier. You could see if a friend is willing to give you some to get started. So any combination of those. You want to make sure you hopefully know the variety, if it's hard neck or soft neck. And then also if it's something that you want to, maybe if you have a variety of garlic that you get and you want to continue to keep those varieties separated, like we grow Spanish Roja, German Hardy, Georgia Crystal are the three main ones. We don't separate ours. We kind of just throw them mishmash all together. But some people do keep them separate.
And the reason why we do not separate, variety type of thing, is because we look at the harvest time. The biggest bulb contains the largest cloves is what we plant for the following year, in the hopes that we get large bulbs of garlic again. So we may have only, if we plant 100 cloves of garlic, which is not uncommon for us, maybe we only have one purple glazer. Maybe we have 93 Spanish Roja. We don't know.
Right. We don't know at this point, and that's fine for us.
I want to touch on elephant garlic, Holly. People think, I'll just grow elephant garlic because it's garlic.
Elephant garlic is not officially garlic. It is part of the Allium family, so it is it's basically a cousin or whatever of a leek or an onion. And garlic is technically kind of in that family, but not quite the same. So elephant garlic is part of the leek family. It's not a true garlic, but it does have garlic flavor, and it does have cloves. But you can grow it in one season, like you can plant it in the spring and then harvest in the summer.
Now, some people will try to grow garlic in one season, plant it in the spring, harvest it in the fall. We have tried that. We haven't had that great success with it. What we find that works best for us is we plant it in the fall, approximately 30 days, give or take, based on your area, before the first hard freeze. So we take the first Saturday in October each year, rain or shine, and we've planted it in the mud before, and we plant our garlic. It overwinters. There's going to be a little bit of top growth that develops prior to the snow or the freeze or the cold weather coming. That's totally normal. And then we leave it alone. And then we harvest it based on the variety between June and July the coming year. So we're setting at about a 9-month investment in of real estate, whether that's a designated garden bed or if you've intermingled it along your house with the roses or the flowers or other means of vegetation.
Right. So you can plant it there. The biggest thing is you want to rotate it. So if you plant a garlic there that year, like this year, like you harvested this year, you don't want to plant in the same spot next year. Also, same thing goes for onions or leeks or anything in that family, the alien family, shallots. You don't want to plant there. You don't want to plant if there was onions there this year. Don't plant your garlic there. Wait a year.
Wait a year. Let everything cycle through. Unlike other varieties of vegetables or fruits in which you may be growing that you could, you know, sneak in a second year in the same bed, these you don't want to do that to.
Right.
What you want to also keep in mind is at the time of planting, well, let's talk about the selection of the clove, because that's your key. People will plant from seed, but the clove is the recommended because of the short growing time frame which it gives you and the more control over what you have. Whenever you're buying it from a garlic supplier, garlic online supplier, whole food type of organic food store, and you can get the variety identified, you're wanting to, let's say you're going to plant next Saturday. So you're going to leave things all intact, just like you bought the bulb, until probably about Thursday evening. Then you're going to start breaking that apart, leaving the skin intact. Do not remove the little paper stuff that separates or is covering the clove. You're looking for the largest cloves in that bulb of garlic. So you can, once selected, those large cloves, and a bulb may contain 8 cloves and 6 may be huge and 2 may be small. You can plant them all. That's not against the rules here. You can put all of them in the ground. But at that point, about 24 hours before you intend to put them in the ground, you can hydrate them. What are some options in when it comes to hydrating your bulbs, and how do you hydrate your garlic cloves?
Sure, you can hydrate them in just plain water. You can use a compost tea. That's pretty much it. I don't know what else you would hydrate them in, but you just take them, put them in that liquid, and then you let them sit overnight. And you hydrating them will make them germinate a little bit quicker, but it's not required.
Not required. And the reason why you may want to, like, and you're thinking, well, why do I want them to germinate quicker when they're going to go into dormancy? You want to get that root establishment completed prior to them getting cold and going into dormancy. We're talking in the ground, physical in the ground, or in a raised bed. You can grow these in a container. However, a larger the container, the better, because when we think of the ground freezing, we think it's rock solid. There's nothing. Technically, the ground doesn't freeze rock solid. A container does, like a ice cube, a 5-gallon, 10-gallon, 15-gallon grow bag or container. When it freezes, it is absolutely an ice cube solid. The ground doesn't. So back to we've soaked our garlic cloves for 24 hours, and we're going to plant them. We in the raised bed ground, we plant them about 2.5 to 3 inches deep. Now, you don't have to get the ruler out or the tape measure. Make a drill and just drop them in. If you're in a raised bed, you go 4 inches. You're not going to have too big of a problem. And you're going to space them, the book says, or the internet says, Holly, about 12 inches. We find 8 really works pretty well.
Right. You can plant them 8 apart. That's not a problem. So you want to plant them with the pointy side up, just like it comes off the bulb. And then, again, 2 to 3 inches deep. And that's how you plant them. Now, you can put some mulch on where they are. If you do use mulch, you just want to use like maybe 1 inch of mulch. You don't want to put like 3 feet. We made that mistake once. So just a thin layer of mulch, about 1 inch of mulch. And then they will sprout. You'll see them sprout before winter. But then that's okay. You don't have to worry about that. In the spring, when you go out to your garden to kind of work the soil, whatever, you will see them sprouting more. You can, at that point, if you wanted to, you could fertilize, side dress, whatever. And if for whatever reason you live in an area that they might need water, our springs here are extremely wet. But if you think that they would need water, you can certainly water in the spring.
Now, back to the planting. We go 8 inches from plant to plant and about a foot from row to row. That works out very well. If you are one of these individuals similar to us who prefer a visual of what we are speaking about, you can go to our parent website, thewisconsinvegetablegardener.com, and in the search bar on the right-hand side of the top, just put in garlic planting. And we've got about 6 or 7 videos that walk through exactly what we are describing on the radio here of how to do that. So that's another avenue in which you can to learn and interact with us as well. So that's pretty much it. I mean, you got the scapes. We talked about that. They will occur about 4 to 6 weeks prior to the harvest of the garlic. When you see the scapes occur, you're going to – that's an additional growth coming out only on the hardneck garlic out of the central stem of the plant. Once it does a twist or a curl, you can harvest that and use that.
You just trim it right at the junction right where it comes out of the plant. And then you –
because if you don't, what happens?
If you don't – it's going to put its energy, its growing energy, into producing that scape into a seed pod, because plants only care about reproducing for them, their survival. They don't care that you want to eat those delicious garlic cloves.
It'll actually make the bulb smaller in the ground, right, because the energy, yeah, is stored in the bulb, and then it's storing that to make that seed production.
Right. So you want to trim the scapes, and then once you're done with that, within 2 to 4 weeks, you'll start to see the lower leaves of the garlic plant kind of die back, turn yellow brown. Then you know it's time to harvest. If you grow soft neck garlic, the necks or the tops are going to fall over just like onions do.
And you can use it right away, or you can cure it and store it. Whichever method you do that, you want to dig the garlic out of the ground with a shovel, with a fork. You do not want to physically pull it out, because in the curing process, in a form of which you hang or set the plants vertical out of ground in a container or hang in a wall, hang off a wall or an eaves, you're allowing the energy that is in the stem to gravitate pull back into the bulb to add a little more flavor. And if you do yank the stalk out of the garlic bulb, you're going to have to dig the bulb out anyways, so you might as well just make one move, use a garden fork or a shovel, and gently pull them out of the ground. So that's a real down and dirty quick way of how you can grow successful garlic. You don't have to be a master gardener to grow garlic. You don't even have to be really any type of gardener to grow really good garlic. You just got to get it in the ground.
Right. So with that being said, we know that growing food, just like garlic, is important to you. Well, so is where maybe your food, other food, comes from. The Gardening with Joey and Holly Radio Show is brought to you today by our sponsors, Walton's Inc. Listen, we know you care about where your food comes from, with the preserving your fruits and vegetables. But if you think about, maybe where your meat comes from, Walton's Inc. has all the equipment, seasoning, and supplies to make jerky, snack sticks, whatever, to your high standards. Want to make snack sticks that people will actually like? There is a website called meatlogistics.com to help people educate on the hows and whys of meat processing. And there's almost 15,000 users who will help you with your process. Otherwise, if you go to waltonsinc.com, they have everything from sausage, stuffers, mixers, grinders, all sorts of things to help you go from animal to edible. Again, that's waltonsinc.com or meatlogistics.com.
For more information, please visit thewisconsinvegetablegardener.com.